This is it. This is the pizza party. This is Filter. I'm Paul Rice. 1 to 3 every Friday. You never know what you're going to get unless I tell you in advance what you're going to get. And then you might know. And if you were paying attention to social media this week, you would know that this is going to be our first ever pizza party. And what that is we talk about probably Port Townsend and Jefferson County's most controversial subject that I can think of, at least in the culinary world, which is the slice, the bread and cheese, or is it bread and cheese, or can it be something beyond bread and cheese and sauce, and does it need sauce, and does it need toppings? What does it need? What is pizza? I don't even know. I know that I like to eat it, and I know that I like to eat it before I moved to Port Townsend 10 years ago, but I know that I've only become more and more specific about what I like about pizza and what my favorite things about pizza are, having lived here. And I find that it seems to be like a strange commonality in folks in Port Townsend. So I figured if we did a show about it, we could probably find out some interesting things about individuals, you know, who live in our fair burg, about their tastes and what's wrong with them. Just kind of figure out what's wrong with them based on what kind of pizza they like. Jacqueline, are you there? I hear you laughing.
I am here.
Great. You've decided to join us today, and I'm so thankful to have another self-proclaimed Jefferson County pizza expert at hand. Yeah. to really get to the bottom of the pan. That doesn't really work, yeah. But yeah.
Well, depends on the pizza.
I guess, yeah, if you get to the bottom of the pan, then it was a good pizza. I mean, but is there really, I mean, well, this is something that for me, before we introduce you, let's talk about me. You know, if there's leftover pizza and it's like, I can't stand cold pizza. I hate cold pizza. Like, I don't understand how people pull a slice of pizza out of the fridge and eat that. Like, what's wrong with you?
It's an abomination, and it should be reheated. I agree.
Oh my God, thank you, because I really didn't want to get into a fight like straight off the tip here. So before we get any further, I've got Jacqueline Cott Connor with us today. Do you like it when I say your full name, or would you rather just be Jacqueline, or do you have a nickname you want to give us?
The middle part is actually pronounced Coke, but that's cute.
Oh, Coke. Come. Okay.
Oh boy.
We're getting started earlier. The FCC, stop listening right now. Just kidding. Just kidding. KOC, Connor. So
yeah,
you are a co-owner of the Uptown Pub and a general town roustabout. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
And give us a little background, if you can tie it into pizza, but give us a little background on how you ended up here in Jefferson County in Port Townsend.
Well, I ended up in Jefferson County because I was living in Boston. And unfortunately, Massachusetts has a lot of really bad pizza, so I had to clearly get out of town. I do love Boston, but not its pizza very much. We came out here to try commercial fishing, and we've done that. That's what Rob is doing currently. And on Tending Bar at the moment.
And Rob's your husband.
Rob is my husband and the co-owner of the Uptown Pub and also a general roustabout.
Good, good. We need more of those in this town. So I guess before we go even any further, I lived in Boston for about 7 years. And I can confirm that I don't have, I maybe have one positive pizza memory from Boston. And that was this ridiculous place called the Upper Crust. On Beacon Street. And at first I hated it. It's like a thin, I don't know, maybe you can describe it. Have you had the Upper Crust?
Yes. It's got like it's insanely overpriced. I recall that. I believe it has a burnt crust, bubble crust.
Yeah, it's pretty bubbly.
Right. Upper crust. Yeah. And I learned to love the charred edges of it, but it would be like $38 for a 2-topping pizza and you'd want to cry about it.
Yeah. And I mean, but the other offerings on hand in Boston, I mean, that's the only one that I can remember after 7 years of living there as being like any kind of pizza that I have a memory of. You know, I'm not saying I ate like that it was all awful, but it wasn't like I wanted to get like chicken parms and stuff. That was kind of like chicken parms and Chinese food. Those are my like strong memories in Boston for food. Certainly not.
Absolutely. So I have a tip for anyone who's looking for decent pizza in Boston, and that is if it looks like it's going to be, you know, a bunch of pastas, but you look further down the menu and it's and there's a gyro on the menu, you, sir, are going to have very bad crust.
So the gyro indicates what? Do you know, or is it just simply a magical power?
You just know it's going to be very doughy. It's going to be very thick. They're going to put a lot of, way too much sauce on it. That's just been my general consensus that I've avoided. I always just get the gyro because, you know, that's probably what's going to be better. I don't get the pizza in that occasion. I'll get a sandwich or something else.
God, I miss gyros so much, and it is so depressing that there are pretty much no gyro options in Jefferson County.
Okay, hot tip, there is one in Squim at the kebab house, and I go and I drive out there occasionally and get it.
You got so excited there, you beeped your phone. So I'm excited too. No, it's fine. I think it actually it was like an exclamation of joy, and I felt my adrenaline start pumping just to know that I could drive 45 minutes. Well, I guess it'd be an hour and a half to go get a delicious gyro. I actually bought online because basically all the stupid stuff I get served as ads on Facebook, one of them finally, well, they speak to me more often than I care to admit, but one of them is a spiral food hack that you basically, it's got the spike and you're supposed to put it in the oven and it rotates. So,
oh
yeah. Does that sound stupid?
Like your own shawarma?
Exactly. So we could buy one of these lamb and beef, or whatever you call them, pyramids.
Yeah.
And
you just pile on the chicken or whatever you got laying around.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or you can make your own slab, I guess. But I'm not quite up to my slab making skills. But okay, so like before we get any further. Jacqueline Connor, tell us, can you list your pizza expert qualifications for us today?
I grew up in New Jersey and eating a lot of New Jersey and New York pizza. And I went through, when I lived in Massachusetts, I actually told people I didn't like pizza because I didn't like the pizza in Massachusetts. I eat pizza, I would say, at least twice a month.
That's it? Okay, sorry, we have to conclude this interview now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is that enough?
Twice a month? Can you just get it together?
Least.
Okay, at least. We'll go with at least.
At least.
And at least means like once a week.
Yeah. I would say once a week, yeah, for sure.
Good, as long as it's not cold and you're reheating it. I seem to remember.
Yeah. Do we want to talk reheating options? Do we want to discuss that?
We should. I feel like I just need to, I need to get a little deeper into your psyche having to do with pizza before we get into reheating options. Cause I think I know what you're going to talk about and you have a really, really good reheating option. So what's your first, you said New York and New Jersey, which those are pretty,
very similar.
They're similar, but they're contentious in some ways, right?
Well, I don't know if they're contentious against each other. They're just contentious against the rest of the world.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And I've eaten pizza in Japan. I've eaten pizza in Italy. I've eaten pizza in Chicago.
What about
I've
Rhode
eaten
Island?
Pizza in Mexico. Oh,
because I hear people say that Rhode Island, Providence actually has the best pizza, better pizza than New York City.
It has been a long time since I've been drunk in Rhode Island and eating pizza at 3 a.m, but it's been a while. I don't recall my feelings on Rhode Island pizza specifically.
So why is New York and New Jersey pizza the best in the world? Is it the water, like everyone likes to say?
I don't think it's the water. I think they always have a good oven. The pie is really large. It gets those like little bubbles, you know, where there's like no cheese, but like a little bit of like that little baked bubble comes up and you can kind of like poke at it, but it'll be like just the perfect amount of crust. You can fold it. You don't use a utensil. I mean, just please.
Well,
with your forks and knives.
It's too thin, really, to cut it, right? I mean, you might as well just tear it with your fingers.
You see someone cutting it, and you're embarrassed for them, as a general rule.
Do they have do they even have utensils at pizza places in New York and New Jersey?
Oh, I mean, I hope not.
So it's not the water. It's
I think it's like, yeah, it's whatever the amount of grease that you get on the top. So when you do fold it, you get that kind of like rivulet that pours down the center. That's where you know it's good heat.
It's like if you're pouring hot oil off of a ramparts in a siege, except it's pouring into your mouth. Yeah, that's
just like that.
I hear that. So I gotta say, when I have eaten pizza in New York City, I feel like I'm eating the best pizza in the world. And I know that's, I mean, I'm not trying to like,
It seems cliche.
Yeah. Like I asked myself as I was eating it, I'm like, is this because, as Will pointed out, I grew up loving the Ninja Turtles, and am I having like a Ninja Turtles moment? Because you know, the opening scene in Secret of the Ooze where everyone's just eating pizza. Yeah. Oh my God. I can't even talk.
I don't know why I didn't get a pizza to eat during this.
Well, I asked if I could order a pizza on the air, but I am not here to promote any particular businesses.
Gotcha.
And yeah, so I feel you. And I actually had, I sort of hinted at this before, but I like was in gastrointestinal duress Monday. Was it Monday evening? I think. Yeah. And so like I've been eating basically for the last 2 or 3 days, I've been eating oyster crackers and broth. And yeah, it's been rough. But tonight I ate a Palak Paneer frozen meal last night. And this morning I had some more broth and crackers, but I'm feeling ready to go. And I am going to eat a pizza tonight.
As someone who knows what your personal preferences are, and you know, I know you're trying to avoid that. I know exactly what you're doing. I know exactly where you're going.
Yeah, I know exactly where I'm going too, but it's to a pizza place.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. So somebody asked me, like, are you going to have samples at this pizza show? And I'm like, we can't do shows in person yet, but I really look forward to, in the future when we can actually have a whole panel of pizza experts
in 10 local pizzas.
Exactly. And we could do a taste test, and then we can have call-ins, you know, but right now what we're doing is just sort of cementing our pizza experts. You know, we'll have more than one, 'cause we'll do this show, you know, we'll do this show for the next 90 years that Filter is on. And yeah, so the future is bright for the pizza party on Filter. So I hope everyone continues to tune in to get enraged about this controversial subject. And so getting back into your experience of pizza, what's your favorite kind of pizza?
I like to go just a simple, like, if I'm going to judge a place for pizza, I'm going to go either a simple cheese or pepperoni. I'm going to start with the basics.
Okay, and
what do I like on my pizza? I'll take sardines, I'll take black olives, I like, you know, tomatoes. I love a white sauce. There's no bad pizza.
What about pineapple? We didn't get to pineapple last time.
Yeah, I'll go pineapple.
Okay.
Dude, I'll do pineapple, but I get it with a jalapeno and a little pepperoni, and then Josh Medilli, I believe, calls it the fire and ice.
Ooh.
And that's how you do it right.
It just makes me think that there's Ben Gay on the pizza, though.
Oh, no. No menthol
icy hot
rubbing
pizza
product.
Well, that's cool. So then your toppings, it sounds like you have your basics that you love, but you're willing to go out of the depths of normality, or I should say into the depths of abnormality in terms of your toppings. What would you say is a pizza topping too far?
Arugula. I think it should be against the law.
Did you hear the first half of our show, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Will O'Donnell was on here proclaiming his love of arugula on pizza.
Will, no.
Will, you have a challenge. A challenge has been accepted. I mean, I don't know if it's been accepted, but a challenger has appeared. And so tell us why arugula does not belong on pizza.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if I want a little side salad, which I do, I love a little bitter side salad, but why are you putting it on top? Now I have to take my fingers and pull all this green stuff off the top of my pizza to make a side salad. It doesn't make, it makes no sense to me at all. I don't know. I first thought when I came out to the West Coast, I thought you'd all had lost your minds.
Wait, you don't do this on the East Coast? You don't put arugula on pizzas?
No, and if you went to a place that put arugula on pizza, you'd be like, who are these hippies?
Oh, man. Wow, this is, it couldn't have worked out more perfectly to have two opposing viewpoints. So, you know, let me actually, you know, while if in case Will's still listening, let me bring some more opposition to this, or see if there is opposition.
Okay.
Will's from Chicago, and his favorite pizza style is not, it's not deep dish. Don't worry, I heard you sigh and sort of say,
right,
okay,
yeah,
I got to talk about deep dish now.
Although it's not a regular item. Yeah.
Well, I should have talked to Will about, I have a deep abiding love for Pizzeria Uno. I'm sorry. I do. But
it's
we don't
not
have,
bad.
Dude, the thing is, I love casseroles. I love big meaty casseroles, and it's like a pizza casserole. Man, I'm salivating a lot.
Yeah, I can hear it.
I'm so hungry. Well, I kind of want people to hear it because, you know, I want to gross them out and make sure they never listen to this show again. And we can keep with our three listeners that we've got right now. Just kidding. I think we have more than that, but who knows? So Chicago style pizza, he likes his pizza. They have a special cut where it's still a circular pizza, but they cut it into squares and it leaves triangles
like
on the outside.
Pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's a good word for it. Are you okay with that type of cutting method?
I'm okay with it. I feel like it should be reserved for when you have children around.
Ah, okay. So you're basically
like
calling Will
like
a giant child.
Kind of thing. Like, that's fine. The pieces are smaller. I don't know. It's not my preferred method, but it doesn't offend me highly.
Are there any, like, ways that a pizza should not be cut?
Oh, too small. Don't give me those skinny little slices so that I have to eat six. Don't do that.
You could stack them.
Well, you can.
And that would be kind of weird,
you
maybe.
You can actually, you know what's really delicious and also disgusting is you take two small Totino's pizza rolls, not the pizza rolls, but the small Totino's pizzas, and you use those as buns for your hamburger.
That's
disgusting and also delicious.
So I told Will a little bit about this. If I do go to the Tin Brick, I hope that I go with somebody else who gets a pizza because I get a Philly cheesesteak and I take the sub and I wrap it in a slice of pizza. And apparently that's called a Philly taco. And it is like, it's pretty dang good.
Well, they do sell Philly cheesesteak pizza at Tin Brick. That's not enough.
Yeah, but that's not what I want. I want an actual Philly cheesesteak sandwich and a slice of pizza, and I want it to sort of all happen at once. You know,
I do love their pizza. I do love that wood-fired pizza. It is great.
Okay, well, we're going to get into I think we're going to do it like your top four or top three pizzas.
Okay.
Not necessarily places, but pizzas. Yeah, well, so glad we're on the same page there. And the other thing, I do remember getting a frozen pizza. This is around when I first moved to Port Townsend, and I made hot dogs, and I ate the hot dogs wrapped in the pizza. And it was just sort of inspired by a Korean style pizza that instead of a crust just has sausages, sort of circling the pizza like a crust.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I can envision this monstrosity for sure.
Well, tell me this. I think we're getting close to confirming that you are a pizza expert. I just want to ask you sort of, why do you think pizza is so controversial for people, both, you know, in the world and in we'll talk about Jefferson County later, but why is pizza so controversial?
Because the options are limitless. There's no, as long as it's flat and kind of bread and you put cheese or not cheese on top and bake it, anything round that's flat like that is essentially can become a pizza, and I feel like I'm just about to put myself in the is this a sandwich argument, and I'm trying to avoid that.
I've been trying to avoid that too.
Because because there are so many different ways. Like when I went to Japan, I got pizza and they put mayonnaise all over it. And I was like, well, this is gross, but also I can't stop eating it because it's also delicious.
Yeah.
Like there's no wrong way to try.
Well, so that's good to know. So you're not a purist in that sense. And I know that Japanese mayonnaise, the QPs,
it's
the
excellent.
Ones that you can actually get, it's better than our
like
mayonnaise.
Extra egg.
Yeah. Well, no, the real reason is it has MSG in it. And MSG is our friend. MSG is not our enemy. MSG makes things taste better, including mayonnaise.
I keep MSG in my house for cooking purposes.
There you go. Do you have like a giant barrel of it, like a Chinatown barrel?
I do.
Yes.
Yeah, like the cash and carry size.
You do?
Cash and carry size, like 2-pint thing of MSG.
Oh my God. We should just do an MSG episode just to like just say MSG over and over again so we can indoctrinate people into our love of MSG. And gaslight all the people who think it gives them health concerns.
It's all in their minds.
It's all in your minds.
I'm not a doctor. Don't listen to me.
I've gotten in trouble with my friends telling them this because, you know, I don't believe them, but at the same time, I want to believe them and I don't want to put them in pain, you know? So if I'm cooking for them, I'm not telling them that there's MSG in it.
Because they don't know it won't hurt them.
Yeah. They will never find out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and then you tell people about Chinese restaurant syndrome. Man, it's, not liking MSG is racist.
I agree completely.
Both conversations today have sort of alluded to the fact that pizza is universal. And so it is an entry point for us to talk about pretty much life. I mean, it is a philosophical, there should be like philosophical classes that begin with people's appreciation of pizza and sort of end at what the ego and the id mean for identity.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think the world would be probably a much better place if people, you know, of who didn't know each other could just sit around a table and eat whatever pizza they liked the best. Everyone brought their own pizza and then you guys could, you know, everyone could figure out that, you know, there's no wrong way to do a pizza. There's just different ways to do a pizza.
Well, tell me this. Can you, Jacqueline Connor, co-owner of the Uptown Pub and one of Jefferson County's pizza experts, can you tell me, well, with Will, the way we did this, it was his idea and it was a good one, I think, was he gave me his top four pizzas in no particular order in Jefferson County. You could also do, you know, what you could also do your favorite places to eat. You don't have to do like in order of preference or anything like that, but you could if you wanted to. I'm the only one who can't tell you anything about my preferences because I don't have any. I like everything equally.
There's no wrong pizza.
That's
well,
right.
I'm going to tell you, if I'm going to go get a pizza, I'm going to go to, I rotate between them all. I'll rotate between them all. I think they're all excellent. It all depends on the day and my region. I love getting a slice. I love that you can just grab a slice in front of Waterfront. That is my favorite. I know they can overtop a little bit sometimes. You can't go crazy. You can't get all the toppings at once. But like to grab a cheese pizza and take a walk on the go, like sit on the beach, that's my favorite. I will fight a seagull for that crust because we have really aggressive seagulls. But if I'm gonna have a pizza party, Penny Saver every time.
Woo!
A lot of people don't know you can get Penny Saver pizza.
No, that's cultural knowledge that has to be earned.
Yeah. I mean, I know you can't right now, but in normal, you know, in the before time, my favorite thing is to go to Penny Saver. You get a little waxed paper cup of beer. You put in your pizza order. You drink your beer, maybe get a scratcher. And then by the time you're done with your little paper cup of like Coors, your pizza's done. You go on your merry way or you can eat there.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, that's my favorite.
That's cool.
Really
I really do think
that. And
they
always write cute notes on the box.
I know. What's her name? The pizza cook does. They're like the sweetest notes.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah, I think her name's Ashley
or
something.
Belle makes the pizza sometimes, but, God, I can't think of her name right now. I'm blanking. Sorry.
It's okay. We don't need to get too specific or make people chase down the pizza cook at Penny Saver, but important to note that Penny Saver is actually a controversial institution in Port Townsend. Not everybody loves Penny Saver, but for me, I think, you know,
you
were describing.
Well, if you don't want a pizza, get a Mighty Bite. Grow up.
Yeah, Mighty Bites are so good. Mighty Bites are good. The options... The options at Penny Saver are pretty cool and kind of secretive. And that's something that's really neat about Port Townsend. And I mean, it's probably any small town.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. Like the Lighthouse Cafe. Do you remember Lighthouse? Yeah. So.
Yeah. And they did that like noodle soup in the afternoon.
Yes. The secret soup. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's something that you kind of, they eventually put a picture of it in the window, but you kind of had to be told about it. And the other thing that they never advertised was their homemade Chinese dumplings. Just these delicious.
And did you know you could buy, I saw somebody go in there and buy cigarettes once while I was eating.
I would often buy my cigarettes down there when I was working. Yeah, at the bar. I would be, because it was consistent and it was close, and you know, like your other options to go to Penny Saver. So
yeah.
And
so I'll tell you, well, I was so disappointed this year because they canceled ThingFest.
Yes.
So at ThingFest last year, and their little food, you know, court area, there was a place there, and I believe it was called Roma Pizza, and it was just four guys. Maybe I think they had a girl working the counter, and they were just elbow deep in these big buckets of dough that they were making and just, like, slapping out into pieces. And if the ThingFest comes back and you see this pizza at any festival around here, it was called Roma. They had a big flag that said Roma Pizza. It was absolutely the most East Coast pizza I've had since the last time I've been back on the East Coast.
So
it was incredible.
So it wasn't the water.
I think I ate six slices over 2 days.
Wow.
It wasn't the water.
It wasn't
the water. That's why I know it's the water doesn't, you know, controversial. I don't think the water really matters.
The water's a myth. The water you use in your pizza is a myth. It's the methoda and probably the medium that you're building your pizza in.
Yeah. I think it helps if when you make the pizza, you have really hairy arms, I think helps.
So the hair may contribute to flavor and building flavor.
I think it's the sweat and the love of the person making the dough.
You know, there's something to that, right? Because what always blows my mind about baking is that you can just, you know, if you've baked a bunch in your kitchen, that you can just put out some yeast or you don't even need to put out yeast, right? You just put out some flour and you get a sourdough starter because all the yeast particles, it's all floating in the air. So there have to be like so many different microbes and interesting life attached to the hairy arms of the folks that are really working that dough.
I think someone who makes great pizza consistently probably has some sort of special, you know, like some chemistry to their body that the sweat on their hands is creating that special dough.
Oh my God.
And that's why their dough is better than another dough.
See, I love stuff like this.
I think they are the sourdough.
They are the sourdough. So next time you're eating your delicious pizza, remember that it is probably the deliciousness of it comes from creatures that were living on the arms and hands of the person who made your pizza for you.
Well, good, maybe the lesson to learn here is that good pizza comes from the heart.
I am so moved right now. I'm going to start crying again, just like I almost cried talking about Turner and Hooch in the last interview.
Oh, no. That is a tearjerker.
We can't go back there. No, yeah. But Will, I'm glad we agree on this, because Will O'Donnell, if you're still listening, you're so wrong about so many things, because Turner and Hooch is absolutely tearjerking, and he thought it was yuppie propaganda. Yeah, he didn't love Turner and Hooch. But also
he also thinks you should put arugula on pizza. So
and he does.
Clearly wrong about.
Oh, that reminds me. Will actually got in touch with me during our last musical break and said that they put arugula on pizzas in Italy. And I wonder if you have a response for that, Jacqueline.
That's fine. That they can do it. It's still gross.
You heard it here first.
Gross.
I mean, last, Will, that's it. It's Italians. So just because Italians invented pizza, that doesn't give them any ownership over what is good pizza then.
Correct.
Okay. And I know that Naples, right, has some kind of pizza certification board where, like, you can only call your pizza as, like, Napoli pizza, the origin of pizza, if it meets their criteria of what the pizza should look like. So they're essentially trying to...
Do you think it's like right next door to like where the Olive Garden chefs get trained? Was that rude? I was probably rude.
Well, you know, you can say whatever you want. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's just what's weird to me is...
Because they do that, right? That's what they say. They send their chefs to...
Well,
when you're here, your family.
Wait. Olive Garden sends their chefs to Napoli to be trained?
Yes. They send them to Italy to be trained. I swear I've read this somewhere. This is going to be another conspiracy theory of mine.
So I got to admit, I grew up eating at Red Robin, which at the time was local to Seattle, a local casual dining place. We didn't have any Olive Gardens near us, so I would eat at pretty much Red Robin was the go-to casual dining spot that I would end up at. Occasionally a Red Lobster, if we're feeling fancy. But right. So I've never actually eaten in an Olive Garden.
Oh,
I have eaten the breadsticks. No, those are the Red Lobster ones. I'm thinking of the Red Lobster biscuits. Those are so good. But I don't think I've ever had anything even from outside. I haven't even had somebody else's takeout from Olive Garden.
Well, it sounds like we had a Silverdale date.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll do all the casual dining spots. And,
you know what? I'll bring you on I believe it's November 17th. Somewhere around there, there is National Bring a Juggalo to Red Lobster Day. We could do that, but you know, it's in the Darden family. We can just switch it to Olive Garden.
Oh my God, I am the Juggalo that you will bring.
Well, I can't wait.
I can't either. We've been talking to Jacqueline Connor, co-owner of the Uptown Pub in Port Townsend, about pizza. This has been our first ever pizza party on Filter. It will not be our last. And any parting words or shout outs on pizza or not from you, Jacqueline?
I think everyone should go and eat at least one slice of pizza today, because you're going to feel a lot better about yourself if you do.
Unless you have enteritis or an inflamed small intestine.
Okay, yeah, don't do that. Don't hurt yourselves eating pizza.
We just need to have that disclaimer. That's important.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. If you for some reason are allergic to any parts of that, don't eat the pizza. But if you are free to eat pizza today, you should try to.
All right. It's the plan. Okay. Thanks again for being with us, Jacqueline.
Thanks for having me. I can't wait to come in and eat pizza in the studio someday. Hopefully I'll get invited back for that.
You will. You will for sure. We'll see. 6 months to a year. We'll see
all
how
right,
long it takes.
Good. We'll get that vaccine.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Bye.